Welcome back to Trans Experience. This is LG.
This is Madison.
And this is Tayden.
And this is me being annoyed with both of them watching the game.
Go Taylor Swift!
Okay, it's not a Taylor Swift game.
Okay, we're not here for politics.
And it's not politics! And it's definitely not the Usher concert neither. It's called the Super Bowl.
So, speaking of Super Bowl, I want to know about the names that you were given at birth.
Super Bowl birth names,
Smooth transition.
Smooth transition.
Yeah.
Smooth.
Yeah, they call
smooth
me.
Smooth operator.
Okay, she's gonna sing to us. Okay, go ahead.
Let's not.
Well, for me, my name brings a lot of emotion.
Do you want to share your name with us?
Yeah, my name is Adam Tanner. It has a little history behind it. So my mom didn't know what to name me because she thought I was gonna be a girl. And so when I was born, once I came out of the coochie pop, my mom was like...
The what?
The coochie pop.
The coochie pop.
Oh my God. My mom was like, I don't know what to name you. She prayed on it. I remember she tells me the story all the time. She's like, I prayed on it. And then the first thing that came to her mind was Adam. She was like, I wanted to name you Adam because it's the first name in the Bible. She was very in tune to her, you know, her religion and her beliefs back in the day. And then her name is Teresa. The T, Tanner, comes from Teresa. That's where that comes from. Other than that, that's where I originated from.
So now my question to you is, do you get upset if someone uses it? I mean, regardless of their intention behind it, is it something that you've made peace with?
So it goes two ways. If I don't know you from Jack and Jill, then you ain't calling me no Adam Tanner.
Okay.
But unless it's like prison, jails, institutions, I gotta use that name. You know, it's a must. But other than that, if it's one of you guys, it's embarrassing, but it's okay. Because I know you guys mean and good intentions. So I love it. My mom asked me before I started transitioning. She's like, please, baby, if you go full-fledged and do what you're supposed to do, becoming a trans woman, I just ask you, you give me my respect. And I was like, okay. So yeah. That's where I got my name from, and I kept true to my mother. Love you, Teresa.
Teresa.
So,
is that how you say it?
Yeah, Teresa.
Okay.
And I commend that woman because she was the first person that allowed me to be the person that I am today. So that is where the honor of keeping my name is. And like, I don't want to change my name only because I feel like it's a hassle too. But at the same time, I'm like, you know what?
To honor your mom.
Yeah, to honor my
mom.
That's
nice. That's really sweet.
I know that you go by you still use your name.
I always use my name. My name has never changed, but I want to take a little pause. Madison, can you tell us why you jumped right now? Like, so.
Oh my God. Okay, we can edit this out later. But basically, Kansas City just got a touchdown. That means Taylor Swift is probably going to win the Super Bowl.
Again, this is not the Taylor Swift game, nor the Usher concert.
Listen, you know, I'm only invested because I had to write a paper on Taylor Swift in school, but not as a person, not as a singer, as a business model. She is setting precedents because I'm in school for business administration. I'll get my MBA in business management. So it's part of my everyday life right now, these conversations. And the business model that she is setting up as a female business owner is just insane how good she's at it. So anyways, that's why I'm invested in the Taylor Swift Super Bowl.
Again, it's not the Taylor Swift Super Bowl, nor the Usher concert. It's just the Super Bowl.
So back to the topic. I know
back
that you go
me.
By your name.
I do. I actually,
but
I love
it. It's not actually LG. That's a nickname, right?
So this is what it is. For example, Annie.
Anne, like A-N-N, Anne?
Yeah, like I'm giving you, it's my name. Like LG is just a diminutive.
That beautiful accent, I couldn't tell.
Can you accentuate that off your tongue one more time?
First of all,
don't do anything off your tongue, please.
I would, but I don't know what that means. So
it means let the...
If you come back next week after I've
you
Googled
know, like
it,
that little TikTok where the little boy says he can count, they say his numbers in Spanish.
Sorry.
That's what accentuate off your tongue means.
Okay, so it's like saying Anna, Annie, Maddie, you know, like you're Maddie's. Madison, I call you Maddie.
You're the only one, by the way, that calls me Maddie. It's so cute.
Oh, thank you. So the thing is that, for example, Elger, you know, the diminutive of it is LG, which is still my name. It's just like a nickname. My name is Elger.
Elger, see?
Okay.
Girl. I'm not even gonna touch that one because you're walking into that one. But yeah, like you guys can hear, like I actually love my name and I still use it today. My name tag at work says my name and my nieces, they usually call me Elch. But what we were talking about with you earlier was how the name, it's more of a emotional connection to it. Because when I hear my name being pronounced the right way, it always takes me back to my mom. How do you feel?
So I was born, I shared this before in our first episode, How Did You Know, that I was the first male born to both sides of my family. And so my father and my mother were very persistent that I was going to be named after my grandfathers on both sides. So a lot of power there, a lot of legacy, a lot of responsibilities there. And we already talked about all that, but I came to a place where I love my name. I do not share it, though, with many people. Even today, I think there's a handful of people outside of my family that know my given name as opposed to my chosen name. And that's because when I hear it, I want to continue to hear it the way that my family says it, the way that my aunts say it, the way my grandparents say it. Now, do I like that they use it? Absolutely not. However, there's a sense of respect that comes with it. I mean, for 35 years, I was this person. I was the person that they knew. That little boy with all that trauma, all that joy, all that funny, that was all me. And I like that I have that with them. I don't think that it relates to who I am now. And there's no reason to share it. I have a really funny story though. So when my mom kind of came to a point where she realized that I was a very flamboyant, effeminate little boy, and that point when I told you guys that she'd asked me flat out, are you trans? And I said, absolutely not. My father lived in Prescott, but he was in Phoenix working a job, and my mom took me to his hotel room. That day though, I had decided to wear her leather pants and a leather vest and some pink hair. And she says, we're gonna go see your dad. You're gonna wear that? And I said, yeah, of course I am. Dad loves me. My dad hadn't seen me for a couple of years. We had talked on the phone and stuff, but he hadn't seen me in a couple of years when I really started acting out. And so we get to this hotel room. My mom says, you know what, just wait right here. And she put me to the side where my dad couldn't see me when he opened the door. So she knocks on the door, dad answers the door, and my mom says, I need to introduce you to somebody. And right then I realized my mom was introducing me as myself to my father. And she says, here he is. And she said my given name. And he could tell that I had started choosing to dress a very specific way. And he said, he looked at me and he says, okay, mijo, let's go. And I spent the night with him. And we had the best time. And we talked about it. And I think we were able to come to an understanding that it's not something he understood, but I am his child and he accepts it. And I will never forget that. But that comes with that name also. Mm-hmm. You know, and that love story that was there between my parents and myself and being created in the way that I was and the amount of love that I had growing up between them, that's for my family to have and not anybody outside of that.
So my question to you two ladies now is, how important do you think it is for us to make peace with that name? For us to be able to accept it and
not dread when people say it.
Or not accept it. Yeah. You know, where do you guys stand with that? Because I know that for myself, like, I embrace it and I'm okay with it. But that's not the case for most of us. So for myself, what makes it easier, as you guys know, like, I'm in recovery. Mm-hmm. So I've dealt with all of my demons from the past. Mm-hmm. So today, to accept my name is to accept me.
Yeah.
You know, and it's part of who I am.
Yeah.
So how do you guys deal with that? Whether, why do you think it's easier to accept it? Or why do you think it's a challenge to accept it, Tay?
The only challenge that I have for my name being what it is today would probably be the lost little person that I was before and trying to identify myself now. But the most thing is that I, too, have come to deal with that I love my name, you know? It's an honor for me, only because I didn't get here by myself.
No.
You know what I'm saying? Nope. So I have to give props to my mother and my father for where it's due. And one thing that is like, she made me. So in her honor, I want to give her that respect.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm like, she asked, like, don't change it. I'm going to do that. Like, and I haven't changed it because if...
And you're not going to.
And I'm not going to because I...
Legally.
Do, yeah, legally. But the name that I've chose for myself now, that's another matter. My mom fully accepts it. So she's like, just do this for me and we will be okay. And
yeah.
I have. And
yeah.
I mean, I still love it. It's just that little person. Like, yeah. I have this cute baby. I wanted to bring this when I went out to the res. I have this cute, cute little baby picture of me when I was just this little bitty. I had this green and white striped shirt. And then I had little overalls with these little white socks on, right? And my head is just as big as an Adam's apple. Like, And so that's what my mom and them call me, Adam's apple, because my head is big like an Adam's apple. So that's where I and it's just so cute. And every time I look at that little person, I'm like, okay, you don't mean harm. You mm-hmm. know what I'm saying? There's nothing to be embarrassed about this.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah. And I respect it.
Yeah. Well, and I think in our community, though, a lot of girls, when they are trying to find themselves, there's this sense of dread that comes with hearing your legal name. Mm. Because they're trying so hard to fight for this person that they know is inside of them. And I had that experience. But I didn't ask my parents, either one of them, if I could change my name. I knew that I had to. Mm-hmm. I had to for my own sanity. I needed to make sure that I would be in a room when the doctor came in there and said, hey, can I see such and such? I didn't want them calling out my given name because that's not who I am. That's who I am to my family back then, not now. And so I needed that sense of comfort, and I needed to know that no matter what, they're going to see me for who I am.
Correct.
Not who I was, because who I was belongs to my family and only my family.
Yeah.
They were there for the dark nights and the dreadful days. LG, thank you for joining us.
Well, I have to go make me some coffee.
Because we're Broiner.
For reals. No shade. No, but like, you know what? I think that, and it's like I said earlier, part of accepting your name is part of accepting who you are today. I think that we give too much weight to our past, and we don't give it the value that it actually has.
Amen.
Rather than to allow it to propel us into our future and to be proud of the things that we've accomplished since then, we dread it. And we're like, oh, well, it's so embarrassing. Like, I was a dude. And like, here's the thing. It's part of who we are. And until we learn, at least for myself, until I was able to learn, I am not that little kid anymore. I think I've made peace with him.
Mm-hmm.
And today I protect him, and I make sure that he's okay. And part of that is accepting that name. Does that make any sense?
Absolutely. And I think that it should be said out loud that no matter what, there's nothing that says you have to or don't have to do any of this.
Correct.
This is just our stories and our personal experiences. And I think that, you know, luckily for us, we have three very different experiences every time, even with something as simple as your given name.
Mm-hmm.
Three different complete stories. So I love that.
I think that the most important thing about what we wanted to discuss this is because we know the struggle that some of us have with this.
Yeah.
You know, we know that it's something that people will even get into a fist fight over.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? And I know that it's important for people to respect who you are, but I also think that it's important for you not to need that validation from anybody else.
Mm-hmm.
And
I was just going to say that. Like, I think what we get mixed up is that we always try to look for the outside validation, wanting somebody to like us for this or like us for that. And I think that I learned in my personal experience is that once I started walking like who I am today as Tayden, then people will respect my Adam. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, okay.
Because my Tayden has confidence that Adam didn't have. And so today, I can equally share both of them, but once I get to know you, once I get to have a mutual, you know, encounter with you, and you get to know that person like me, of course I'm going to want somebody to know my past, my childhood. And I think that that childhood should stay as a childhood, and our adulthood should be where it's at today. And I really like that, what you said. Like, I really feel like it's an honor to express to who we were.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, and I mean, Madison wouldn't exist without that little boy.
Mm-hmm.
So there's definitely some fondness that comes with knowing that that little boy brought me to a place I never thought I would be able to survive in.
So okay. Can I ask you guys a question? Are we,
yeah. Go ahead.
So the names that you guys picked for yourselves now,
yeah.
Like, what is the meanings? Did you pick it for yourself, or how did that go for you guys?
So Madison came, well, Madison. My first name is Madison, middle name Raydale. My last name is hyphenated Botkin Phillips because Botkin is my dad's family and Phillips is my mom's family. My dad's family I kept because it was my original birth certificate last name. It's very important to my dad's family. And then when I lost my dad to suicide, I decided I had to keep that name no matter what. Phillips came because I grew up with my mom's family. I love them. I would not be the person I am, man or woman, without them. Madison was easy because I was looking up names. And of course, my given name, I was named after both my grandfathers. I already talked about that. I decided that since my given name had so much power behind it, because I was named after two amazing grandfathers, my female name had to do the same thing. And I did some research and I found that the Madison is derived from the name Maud, and Maud means of God. Not by God, not from God, not about God, it's of God. And that two-letter word right there, of, changed everything for me because that's how I feel. I am very connected to my spirituality and my religion. And I felt like I had to have Madison. And then I put two D's in there just to make it funky and fuck y'all up when you spell it.
We know why you put two D's in there.
But I don't have them.
We know exactly why you put two D's in there.
I don't have them, though. I'm an A cup.
Sure, that's what you're thinking. Try to think a little lower, Sue. So for myself, like I said, my name is Elger, and the diminutive of that, it's LG. Example, Tom, Tommy, and Annie. So Elger,
and
LG.
A-N-N. Every time. Every time.
Look,
it's that beautiful accent. I just want the listeners to get the full effect of that.
By the way, I'm drinking mud water. It's really good.
Muddy water.
So that's where I get my name from. It's actually just a nickname. It's not really like my name that I golf with, but everyone calls me LG. And many people have different ways to spell it. Just the L and the G.
That reminds me of Verizon.
I know. Life is good. What can I tell you? When you're an LG, life is good. But like that's where it comes from. Because like I said, I've never really changed my name. It's still...
And you're going... Are you never going to?
I don't plan on it. I like my name. And like I said, my middle name being Mario, it's the attachment that I still have with my father. And my first name was given to be by my mother. And I mean, unlike you, she never asked me to keep it. But I actually like my name. I love the name that I was given. And
can you hear me now?
A little bit. You're about to not hear you, though.
I hope that doesn't get edited out.
No, it won't. It won't. But you know what I mean? Like, there we go with the like. See, oh my God.
You're not editing.
Right? So, the thing with my name is that it means a lot to me. And one of the things that you said is that connection that it gives me, not just to the past, to the person that I used to be, but also the connections that it gives me with my family. Mm, I hear my name pronounced right, Elger, and I'm like, where's my mom?
Yeah.
It's that attachment that comes with it. It's that emotion that comes with it. And I don't ever want to lose that. So at least for today, I wouldn't change my name. What about you, Tay?
Oh, gosh. Okay, so I go by Tayden Erica Daniels.
I thought it was Erica Tayden Daniels.
You know, I switched it like that because my old Facebook wouldn't let me use the same name over again.
So you just flip it around. Like,
just flipped it around.
Whatever Facebook said.
Facebook said you can't have that name.
Yeah, so, but long story short, Tayden, it comes from, it really means beautiful dreams and happiness. The one who walks with Christ.
I like that.
So I feel like my past history on everything that I did before, like I'm so rooted with my higher power right now that I feel like I'm entwined with him, you know? And I tried to come, but not at, like, the, okay, so this is long story short. So I had came up with a name first. It was a day, right? So Adam mixed with Tay mixed together, day, you know, like
A-D-A-Y.
Yeah. So
oh,
I had,
that's funky.
Yeah. And so at first I tried to like run with it, you know, like when I was back in my days, like,
I'm like, what's your name? You can say a day. I say, oh, I'm a knight. Hey.
No, literally. No, that's a whole, you, girl, you hit it dead on. There's a girl that was a tranny back in Texas with me in Dallas, and her name was Night, and then my name was Tay or Day, so it was like a day and a night. So it was like people used to like,
what a combo.
And the crazy thing is, we looked alike.
Oh,
like
days and nights don't look alike, though.
No, but when we were in jail, people would be like, do you know Night? And I'm like, how the fuck do you know her? They were like, you two.
I see her every night. Fucking. Oh,
but
God.
I can't. I really can't. Now, here's the thing, people. Like, I'm loud. Like, and you're gonna ask these two girls right here. I'm loud, okay? And I can own that. But when the loud person is telling you, y'all need to fucking bring it down a little bit. Yeah. Like I'm here trying to find my peace and center, meditating, like
and we're trying to find days and nights.
Trying to reconnect my
day and a night, actually.
You see what I mean?
Can't but, do this. But going back to what I was saying, my name, like, that's where it came from. So it was like, and it wasn't running with me. People were like, ew, what name a day? Like, where, that, what the heck? So it, I was like, you know what? I have to come up with a whole other name.
So I want to do something fun, okay? And we'll close with this. Yeah. Obviously, we'll give our thoughts before we close, but.
Just cut me
I off. Went on. You're welcome. I went on, on the Urban Dictionary.
Urban Dictionary.
Yes. Okay. So I want to see what our names mean to it. You know
what
I mean?
Oh God, I don't want to do this.
Really?
Okay, let's do it.
Okay, so
do mine.
We're gonna go. Oh,
which one are we doing?
Do you want me to do Maddie or Madison?
Literally, you're the only person that calls me that. So Madison.
Maddie, okay.
Madison.
Literally.
Maddie. Got it.
Madison.
Madison.
Maddie. Okay. For the future, for the listeners, I prefer Madison over Maddie,
and I prefer Tayden over Tay.
And so here we go.
Oh, read it, because you always bitch about my accent, so.
In the Urban Dictionary, Madison means, Madisons tend to be beautiful with astonishing eyes and an amazing smile. Mm-hmm. Madisons are loyal, trustworthy, and amazing all in one. If you know a Madison well, you're in luck. She'll look after you like a brother or a sister and will always keep you happy, chappy. Madisons tend to be shy, but still like to meet new people. Madisons are awesome. Madisons are beautiful. That's great. I'm not shy, though.
But that's you, though.
You are a little shy.
You are
I am a little
sister.
Shy.
You're the big
okay,
sister.
So that was Maddie. Now we're going to do... Do you want Tate or...
Tayden.
Okay, you're going to have to spell that for me.
T-A-Y.
T-A-Y.
D.
D.
I-N.
I-N. Tadin. Okay. Girl.
Can you read that one, too? You got a whole paragraph here.
She's
the Urban
got a
Dictionary
whole
says, Tayden is a girl who is genuine. She has beautiful eyes that you can get lost in with the seconds of seeing them. She's probably insecure and a hopeless romantic. She may come off as flirty or desperate.
Do.
But her intentions are well. She isn't very well speaking her mind, so it comes off as nonsense or terrible flirt. She'll keep things in her walls built high. You have to break them down, love her
walls
as a friend.
Up high.
She might send you songs at random moments. Listen carefully. Songs speak for her.
Literally.
She's daring, though you'd never know unless you're close with her. Mm-hmm. Never let her go. She will treat you better than anyone in a relationship and will forgive you again and again, but she has a limit, a point of no return. Pass that line and you will get cut from her life forever. She may not be athletic, but her mind runs miles a day.
Literally
and
does.
That's the freaking truth.
Let's get LG in there.
So I should do LG, right?
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay.
I mean, hell her. Him and her. Do him and her.
Girl, ain't that the truth?
All right, so LG says in the Urban Dictionary.
She just did a little shake with her head over
this
here.
This is not your moment. LG says, smooth talker, very approachable with numerous female friends, charming, lovable, great smile, forever in your mind. Outgoing, creative, big-hearted, easygoing, great listener, that's debatable, caring, and don't give a damn in the same second.
Literally.
And will probably have many kids.
Ooh!
It says that. It says
these
that.
These two bitches are two of them, okay?
Never mind. That's a whole nother episode. I'm sorry. I was going to bring up something, but... I was just going to say, like, because I know I was adopted into a family, a gay family when in Texas. Like, I come from the Armani Taylors. But the history goes back to the Davenports. Like, that's where my gay father used to dance. Like, he did face. So, like, the reason why I'm asking is this, like, would you, like, I know in our culture as the LGBT community, we adopt children. Would you guys possibly be thinking about that in the future? Like, you know, your predecessor,
well,
how
so
do you say
let's
it?
Let's explain to the listener, kind of, because I don't think a lot of people that listen to our podcast are going to always understand that. So there's houses in the gay culture, and those houses usually have mothers and fathers, right? And these are people that take children in off the streets. Traditionally, it started back in New York, I think it was, when Paris is Burning the movie. And they take these kids in. They were kicked out by families because they needed a place to sleep. They needed to be taught how to have a job, And it really got them off the streets. And it was really a game changer for our community.
Yes.
So yes, to answer your question, if there was a child that was a part of the LGBTQIA+ family that needed somewhere to go, absolutely I would, without even missing a beat. Could I really afford it time-wise? No. But I'm going to make time? Yes. Hands down.
And you know what? Like, one of the things that you said right now is like, do I have the time? Can I afford it? And to be honest with you, if we look at most parents today, like...
None of them could afford it.
They ask themselves the same thing, but... one of the things that made this tribe is the heart that our community, and this was mainly started by our Black community, you know,
like absolutely.
Trans women or Black drag queens that were back then, like, they're the ones that started this movement. And he, like you said, it was a game changer because he provided kids with a safe place to stay. Mm-hmm. And I think that at the end of the day, if you have the heart for it, I think that everything else will fall into place. And we've seen it happen again. I'm glad that you had that safe space.
Yeah.
I mean, I know that I would have loved to have it, but I didn't. And
that's the reason why I'm bringing this up is because that's why I chose a unique last name for myself, because I know that I want, like, just in recovery, I want to be able to give back what I got so freely, you know?
Amen.
And I want to do that for my trans community, my LGBT community, my non-binary people that want me as a mother, especially when I don't want to be successfully in my shoes and be great, but I know that what I have, I can give.
And you know what? And I think that this is something that we can turn into an episode in the
future. Yeah.
And if any house mothers, house fathers are listening to this, you know, reach out to us and we would love to have you and come and educate us when it comes to this topic. Other than that, we appreciate you guys listening to us, listening to our shenanigans. Thank you, everyone, for your support.
We love you.
We definitely love you. And
if you haven't already, follow us on Facebook. Trans Experience is a picture of our eyes.
Because each and every one of our descriptions of our name says, in the beauty of the eye.
It's beauty in the eye of the beholder.
So this was fun going over names. Appreciate y'all. And yeah, good job Taylor Swift winning the Super Bowl.
Okay, it's not Taylor Swift again. It's not a Taylor Swift thingy. Anyway, so Madison, what are your closing thoughts when it comes to the names?
The name is, it's a very long, arduous journey, but I have made it. If you need help doing it, I am here. You can find me on Facebook, Instagram, Snapchat, all the jats. But I am here. I'm here for all the advice that I can give you because it is a long, arduous journey. However, I needed to do it to keep my peace of mind with my transition. So.
Say?
I want to say, don't be picking no Shaquita Shaquita, Shaquita Shabab, Shoop Shabla. Don't be picking no weird names like that. Now,
like
baby.
A day?
Girl, let them be them.
But no, that's not them. That's some Shaquita Sheet, Shop Shoop shit. And that's not cute. Like,
just, you can pick those names. Just don't pick a day.
Yes, like, just don't pick a day. Like, and don't make the mistakes I did. But what I'm saying to you
too
is,
late.
What I'm saying is, be your authentic self. Your name's going to come to you when you feel it deep in your
Amen.
Heart.
Amen.
You're going to know who you really are. Don't think hard about it like I am trying to talk to this podcast, but just make it what it is.
And for myself, I think that what I take out of the conversation we had today is that in order for me to accept my name, I have to make sure that I make peace with that inner child of mine. That takes a lot of, you know, counseling, that takes reaching out for the resources that I need in order for my mental health to thrive. And that's a whole new episode that we can talk about
yeah.
when it comes to mental health. But, you know, making peace with that inner child is going to help you to not only accept your name, but to accept who you are today. And with that said, thank you for your support. And don't forget to follow us on facebook.com/transexperience. And that is Maddie. My name is LG.
This is Madison.
And this is Tayden.
And this has been Trans Experience.
Good night.
Love you.
Bye.
Bye.
Who else you gonna be?